Ranking Member Upton, members of the committee, I really appreciate the fact that you're holding this hearing today, Mr. Chairman. Gives us an opportunity to address some of the overblown hyperbole about this issue. Mr. Chairman, the RFS made sense when you passed it in December and prices were $90 a barrel. It makes more sense today with gasoline prices or crude oil prices at $120 a barrel. When I say 120, I'm sorry, just while this hearing has been going on, the market has increased. We're now looking at $122 a barrel oil. Ethanol is the only tool that we have today that can address the nation's most serious economic issue, our dependence on imported oil and the rising price of gasoline and crude oil. A Merrill Lynch analyst recently had concluded that ethanol today reduced gasoline prices 15%. It'd be 15% higher were it not for ethanol. An Iowa State University study said that consumers were saving between 29 and 40 cents a gallon, depending on where you were in the country, as a result of the use of ethanol. Ethanol reduces gasoline costs for two reasons. One, it's cheaper than gasoline today. Today, gasoline is trading at about $3.07. Ethanol is trading for about $2.50. It's also adding supply to a tight market. Ethanol today represents 7% of the U.S. motor fuel market. Ethanol is also the only tool that we have today to begin to address global warming. An analysis using the GREET model that DOE has developed has demonstrated that the ethanol produced last year, some 6 billion gallons of high-quality motor fuel, reduced greenhouse gas emissions by some 14 million tons. That's the equivalent of taking 2.5 million vehicles completely off the road. Ethanol today is also the best tool that we have to create economic opportunities across rural America. Indeed, ethanol is revitalizing small towns across this country. There are 147 ethanol plants in operation today that are producing some 8.5 billion gallons of ethanol and 14 million metric tons of distiller's feed. Ethanol has become a critical component of both the fuel and the feed markets. That's something that some critics of the ethanol industry don't recognize today, that we're just utilizing the starch, and what is left behind in ethanol production is a very high-value, high-protein feed product that is sold to dairy and cattle and poultry markets. We produce feed and fuel. The causes of food price inflation today, as has been discussed, are complicated. They include rising demand, changing dietary habits, weather, droughts in Australia and Europe, and floods in Indonesia that has devastated the rice crops, speculation in the market that is driving all commodities, and most certainly the cost of oil. You can't produce 250 corn with $4.50 diesel fuel. Energy prices are driving agricultural commodity markets today. They are driving food markets today. Take this in perspective. People want to say that this is about corn-derived ethanol. And indeed, ethanol has been growing. Corn farmers took the market signal a year ago. They planted more acres than they ever have, 93 million acres. They produced more corn than ever, 2.7 billion bushels more than the previous year. The increased demand for ethanol for that corn was just 600 million bushels. That means that there was 2.1 billion bushels grown last year over and above the increased demand for corn-derived ethanol. The increased ethanol demand or corn used for ethanol production last year was just 2% of the world corn supply. We're not driving that market. USDA suggests that their analysis concludes 3% total world food inflation is caused by ethanol. Maybe. I think it might be overstated, but I'll accept that. But that means 97% is caused by other things. Now, Scott Faber was going to tell you that, well, that's true, there are these other things, but the only thing that we can do anything about is ethanol. Wrong. The single most important factor driving food price inflation today is oil. And you are doing something about that. The RFS is doing something about that. We are reducing crude oil costs. We are reducing gasoline costs. Governor Perry from Texas, as has been discussed, has submitted a waiver request from this program. Our analysis suggests that if he is successful and he waives half of the renewable fuel standard so that 4.5 billion gallons of ethanol has to come out of the marketplace, gasoline prices will increase $1.14 from $3.68 to $4.79. That is severe economic harm. You will not have food security in this country unless and until you have energy security in this country. Ethanol is not the only answer. It's not the silver bullet, but it is an extraordinarily important first step. The first generation ethanol plants that are in production today are setting the foundation for the second generation of ethanol production. You need to make sure that we continue the investment that we've made towards domestic renewable fuels. We cannot allow the manufactured hysteria about corn biofuels to derail the important progress that we are making toward a more energy secure nation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Dineen.